What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Capping with the Crew. My name is 2KJ, your host, and to the left of me, I got...
It's Tony, man.
Huh?
It's Tony, man.
Alright.
Yeah. Who?
Exactly, who?
How you get?
And to the right of me, I got your boy.
Tony, I'm my stepdad. Psyching my real dad.
He back on child support, so I don't get it. Like, where my money at?
Your mom got it. Jokes didn't
work. It did. It was light.
Anyway.
It was light.
How about them Bucks, man?
Man.
Yeah, what I told you. I lost some Bucks.
Oh, God.
On the first game.
I see. So was it a fluke that Atlanta won that first one?
No. Trey literally just got hurt during the fourth quarter, and they were up six before he got hurt.
And they were up six. Looking. But nobody was playing any type of defense on Chris Middleton.
Man.
Like he was like, he had four straight threes. Somebody else, I mean, he had like 20 in that quarter. But I saw him just three.
He did have a lot
of points. Like, somebody on guard. My thing is, I think he had a buzzer beater to end the third quarter, if I remember correctly.
But my thing is this, bro. If Trae Young was out there, it would have matched his energy. He would have, like, damn near put up, like, buckets, too.
Nah,
because he rolled his ankle.
Easier, but it's easier for Chris Middleton to score versus Trae, because Trae got to work harder because he's smaller.
Trae literally pulling from half court, uncontested.
And what are his percentages? Is it 100%?
It's high.
What is it?
I'm pretty sure it's high.
I'm asking you, what is it? It's not. It's really not.
If it's more than 30%, I'm living with it.
So if it's 29, then what?
I say if it's more than 30, I would live with it.
Alright.
So, I'm 29. Assuming it's more than 30.
29?
I don't think it's 29.
Nah, but it's not good.
I don't think it's bad.
Those are bad shots, man. I've been telling y'all this since the beginning.
Bro, you're just a hater because Paul George getting waved off by everybody.
I don't care about any of that.
Yes, you do.
That's just a bad, as a Spurs fan. Hear me out. Hear me out. As a Spurs fan. Y'all what? Shooting from this far is stupid.
Because it's stupid. Because nobody on the Spurs can shoot that far.
I don't care. How many championships?
How many championships have been in?
Imagine Timmy G out there trying to chip that bitch.
Nah.
Hey, if Timmy D started pulling that shit, he would not care.
No, we don't need that.
God.
We don't need that.
I'm going to be real with you, man. You just mad because you haven't been really in a meaningful playoff game in a long time.
And? When have y'all?
We literally was just in one.
No, wait,
the last 5 years, we made an Eastern Conference 3 of the 4 times.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we have.
Oh, man. Oh,
man.
3 or 4 times.
Go ahead, Tatum. Do your thing.
Shit.
I didn't know we played for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, my bad. You're right. Your team can't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They didn't make it to the Eastern
Conference. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
This year?
When I was a Miami fan.
Yeah, keyword, Miami. Keyword, Miami. Because the Philadelphia, you know, 76ers have a problem where a person is afraid to shoot free throws. That's wild.
Let's That's talk fucking about the wild. Celtics problem.
Go ahead, talk about the Celtics problem.
Everything and everyone at that racist-ass organization.
Because you literally just told us Rich Paul and Ben Simmons had to sit down with the organization to say, I'm going to work on my jumper. As a
that's
basketball player,
not
that's
what
dumb.
I said. You're paraphrasing what I said. I would tell you what I said.
Go ahead, say it.
It was like the second day after they had lost to Atlanta.
Okay.
The team had a meeting with Rich Paul to talk about Ben's future.
Okay.
After that meeting, they came to the conclusion that they're going to commit to helping him work on his shot.
So you have to make a meeting, and a bunch of people have to meet. To make a person that should want to improve his game, his game.
When you have a series-ending loss like that, everybody's in that office.
Bro, my point is this. Shouldn't you have already been working on that? Shouldn't that be a vocal point of your game? Since you've been a rookie, they've literally been saying, the only you have to do is work on your jump shot. There was literally a recent clip that resurfaced of Kobe saying, hey, man, you got to work on your jump shot or you're going to regret it for the rest of your career.
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
Exactly
what he said. That's what
We've
he said. That's literally what he said. That's what he said.
We've seen it in real time,
That's
bro.
What he said, bro. He said, you're gonna regret it.
This dude.
Not having a jump shot.
Okay. And what did I have to say you about to do?
After 5 years in the fucking league, that's what you're about to do. Whoa. 4 years in the league and you don't work on a jump shot.
But
no wasn't
it y'all that told me in the previous episodes, it takes... a player about 5 or 6 years to know if they're a superstar or not. If you didn't say that, I know you said that for sure.
I definitely didn't say that.
Okay, so I think it was like a month
ago. I said something along those lines.
But my thing is this. So is he a superstar?
But he worked at
Is he a superstar?
What?
Is he a superstar?
Currently, or if he get like...
Is he currently a superstar?
No, he's a star. But I never said he was a superstar.
Oh, you want a cap. You want a cap.
Wait, run.
You want a cap.
I said run the film. Run the tape.
Didn't you say he's the second option? And then, like,
No,
listen. I'm about to say it right now.
Go ahead, put yourself in the hole.
I'm about to say it. I was like, yeah, man. I remember we were having a conversation in a debate. You said Damian Lillard has no help. I said he has CJ. And then we went on to the debate about how the 76ers have really no help. I was like, but what, if you're going to say that, Embiid really has no help. He's like, yeah, he does. He has Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. I said, is Ben Simmons a superstar? He's like, yes, he is, compared to CJ McCollum.
That's still you superstar. You just said it
that's
for
still,
me.
That's still superstar.
Yeah, he's a superstar compared to CJ McCollum.
And
there you go.
What, but CJ McCollum.
You didn't understand the way I said it.
But CJ McCollum is considered a star. So, therefore what? Is he not considered a star?
Okay, but no. Think about what I just said. And try to interpret that in a different way.
No, it's the same way I'm interpreting it.
Okay, that's like saying...
I see both of your sides.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I'm talking to you.
No.
You're wrong.
I'm not, though.
That's like saying...
But my point is this. You've been advocating for this man that can't shoot.
No, that's not what I'm going for. No, I didn't do that. No. I didn't say that.
What? You haven't advocated for him?
No, I'm saying I never said he was a superstar. I'm talking about what we was just talking about.
Have you not?
You just slide past that like you was right.
You have, though.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. No, you've been advocating for this man like he's really the next coming of
LeBron. I was advocating equivalent to call somebody a superstar.
The way you did right is wild. The way you be saying shit is wild.
Is this your first episode?
Bro, it's not.
You talking about dick right? Really?
Bro, I'm telling you, man.
You funny as hell. No, he wrong. Now ain't got nothing else to say. Exactly. Now ain't got nothing else to say.
So is the series over? Milwaukee what? Gonna beat the Hawks or not?
If Trae Young comes back healthy, this game is going to 7.
I don't know. The thing is, I think it's gonna go to game 7 regardless, because both teams are kind of like fluky. Like the Bucks only win if Chris Middleton has a good game,
yeah,
like a big game.
He had like almost 40, didn't he?
He had a little over 40.
Did he? He might have, yeah.
Because before the game was over, he had like 39. Yeah, he had 36, I think. And that was before the fourth quarter.
So it's over?
Practically, bro.
I don't know. But you got to see how Atlanta will play, because they got blew the fuck out.
Middleton only has 38 points.
That's 38?
Yeah, that's not bad. That's still not bad, though.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
And they only win when he have big games.
Yeah, that's true. I think Drew Holiday had a good game, too, surprisingly.
And then Atlanta, I don't know.
No, he had 12 assists with 6 points. I mean, that's still decent.
It depends on Atlanta, too, because sometimes they just clicking, sometimes they're not. And that's what happens with the jump shooter.
Trae Young had 35 points, and he was hurt. Kevin Herter had 11. John Collins had 13. Danilo Gallinari had 18. If Kevin Herter and John Collins had a better game, yeah, they would have been winning.
John Collins has been playing out of his mind, right?
Yeah, but it's inconsistency.
I'm proud of him, though, because for where he's at. He's not that bad.
He's not at all. He's a young player, man.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of
were hating on him.
Yeah. Clint Capella, too.
Yeah. And they said all they could do is a rim run. I mean, it's very true in the series.
I mean.
Yeah, it is. But when you got a great patch like that, why wouldn't you?
Right.
So that's one.
I think it's going to drag out to 7 games.
It's definitely
7 games.
If Trae Young is healthy.
7 games.
Trae not healthy.
If he gets healthy.
7 games.
He's got a day.
No, I'm saying, but he just got hurt.
Yeah, but he has a day to recover some change.
Nah.
You think they're going to win it? You think it's going to go 7 games?
Yes, because Chris Middleton only has a good game like every other game.
Factual.
We've seen this in the previous 2 series.
But also, Drew Holiday does show up randomly sometimes, too. There's just a probability
but
that Drew Holiday.
But you need both of them.
But if Drew Holiday goes off of 30, that might really help.
When last time he went off of 30? Exactly.
Fair enough. But he had like 20-something last
season. No, they both have to have good games. They both have to have good games for them to win, and they are inconsistent at that. It don't matter if Giannis has 40 or 30. It all depends on Chris Middleton as well at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's true. And then Atlanta, like, they'll play good the first 2 games, then they'll just get blown out the next game, and they'll fight it out, and the next game will be a close game and all that. So that's why I say they're kind of inconsistent in that matter, too. So it just depends. That's why I said it's probably 7 games, because they're both inconsistent at those things.
They're inconsistent, but also I think it comes down to coaching. And that's going to bring me to my next segment.
No,
it does. It definitely does.
It comes down to coaching and pulling
us
out of here.
It is. We know that. That's what I'm saying. Nick Millen is a better coach, and he's probably going to win if he gets the right X's and O's to follow.
So you say 7 games?
7 games.
Who wins?
Hawks, if Trey's healthy.
Caveat, I see.
Very, very much so.
Who you got?
Bucks and Sets. Can we go on to the next one now?
Ooh, what do you have? What do you have? Spicy as hell. What do you have?
I was going to say Atlanta and 7.
Thank you.
So Atlanta and 7.
Yeah. Oh, which one of you asked earlier? I think it was you, Tony. If the Bucks lose this year, what does that mean for Giannis?
No, I didn't say that about Giannis. I said that about Budenholzer.
That's what does that mean for both? Well, obviously, Budenholzer is getting fired. But what does that mean for Giannis?
Giannis is going to still stay.
Is it a bust?
He might give it another round.
Another what?
Another, like, couple more go-arounds.
Why?
Because, bro.
Look how long he's been in the league.
7.
I know.
7 years, bro.
And he's
young.
Is he a superstar?
Yes, he's a superstar.
So,
he's way better than Ben Simmons. Not even close.
Obviously, you feel the type of way about Ben Simmons. No. I don't know what y'all got going on.
Two times MVP, but you're about to say something stupid.
Who?
You.
But the Celtics will be good next season?
They will.
Yeah, that was stupid.
They will be good.
But anyways, what does that mean? Wait, when are we going to start really talking about Giannis not being a superstar?
Giannis is only like 27 years old.
But he can't.
Jordan and LeBron both didn't go to their first Eastern Conference final or final.
His trajectory is perfect.
It's pretty good.
Giannis.
They said he's already like
reached a certain. Who was that?
His trajectory is perfect.
Mark Stein.
We don't need any other sources.
They were saying that he's reaching his prime. Like,
who cares what they say?
I'm saying he's reaching his
look at his numbers.
His numbers are good. Yeah,
already says that he's already one of the greatest players that we've seen in his position.
And the numbers say Social Voice be the greatest.
2009.
But you can't always look at the numbers.
That was fair.
You can't always look at the numbers.
Right. Social Boy is one of the goats. But seriously, man, at this point of LeBron's career, if we
Did you hear this?
I did stutter.
He said, "Rare."
Because I said I was trying to use LeBron, but I was actually going to compliment him. So I didn't know how to do that. Because at this point in LeBron's career, he was still figuring out how to just annihilate teams.
He has been.
Huh?
But wait, that's no. It.
Wait, Giannis been doing it though.
LeBron
now. Didn't it just sweep the first team and beat freaking KD?
Who did he play in the first round?
I don't know. Who cares? They got swept.
That matters a lot.
What was it?
What did you say?
2009 LeBron lines up perfectly with the trajectory of where Giannis is.
No.
Their stats are almost identical.
LeBron never had a good team.
And?
Before he went to Miami.
Who's, man, I'm just saying.
So, like, no,
as players,
though. But I'm saying, like, look at it. Before LeBron went to Miami,
What
year was he supposed to take the Cavs to the finals?
What year and was Giannis supposed to win?
Last year?
No. The year before that?
Nope.
His window has started
a while ago.
3 years ago.
No, now he has a team around.
I say like
he's
four.
He's expected to win this year. If he doesn't win this year, then we really need to have a serious conversation about it.
Because
he has all the tools now.
He can't lead. No, I want to get a jump shot.
It's not about the jump shot. I'm talking about his teammates.
They
don't
sell?
They are talking about his teammates.
But Giannis cannot take his team over the hump.
But that doesn't
matter. When it matters.
Defensively or offensively? Because he's
whatever
not a point
guard.
Whatever
he has to do.
He's not a point guard, bro. What do you
mean? LeBron's not a point guard. Okay, let's talk about LeBron.
LeBron
is a point guard.
LeBron tries to
get a point forward.
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't Giannis 7
in? Compared to guys like Chris Paul.
Giannis is not LeBron.
Listen.
Not even close.
Listen.
One of LeBron's greatest moments.
Feats.
Was a defensive play. It was a chase down block.
Bro, I hate that argument.
Wow.
So all the years that he had negative plus minus in his defensive win shares.
You can't the numbers like that. But,
you guys are going to tell me all of those times where he couldn't.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if let's say you try to get into basketball, right?
And we see one play.
No. I'm trying to get into basketball, but I'm not too into it.
Right.
Can me and Tony, like, teach you about it?
Right.
And then we give you a stat sheet.
Right.
Kobe Bryant can be minus 200.
Right.
You can be like, what? This dude trash. Why he in the game? You gotta give context to the type of
I do give context to it. What I'm saying is, in the most important moments of games,
It's not LeBron that has to step up. In 2009 and 2010, those were the years that I'm using as my burden of evidence.
This is what I was going to say about numbers.
Benny the Butcher, shout out, by the way.
This is what,
but anyway.
I got a rebuttal.
This is what I was going to say about numbers. And we're doing numbers and we're talking about stats and all that stuff. Yeah. This is, statistically speaking, the best shot in the game.
It's a free throw or a dunk?
It's a three-pointer.
Why would it be
they say,
a three-pointer?
They say it's the most efficient one and brings the most value.
Who's telling you
this? They also said...
Who's they? They
also,
I need to know listen, who they
are. They also said that the mid-range is a dead form.
The mid-range is not dead. Why do we care what they say?
But the point is, by NBA analysts.
Aren't like two of the best players in the finals right now? Like going to be in the finals.
But that's what I'm saying.
Players?
If we're going by numbers don't explain everything. Numbers obviously
say you have to give context to them.
You do.
The numbers that I'm using are contextual. This is the aspect of the game that LeBron has lacked on. Is his defense, and that's the thing that Giannis has over him. It's his defense.
No.
You're saying that passing is the one thing.
Like in this season?
Oh, I'm saying over like ever since like the last two seasons where we've seen him like embrace the power forward slash center role. We haven't seen anybody like that.
Yes, dude. He literally just got baby by a fucking rookie.
What do you mean got baby by a rookie?
This rookie was killing him defensively, and he didn't know. Literally all through this game.
And
Giannis literally couldn't stop him.
Giannis was having to guard Kevin Durant.
Giannis could not stop him.
They're not the same size.
And
they're
exactly.
All the same size.
And Giannis. Giannis guarded KD, and how many points did he average?
Doesn't matter.
How many points did he average?
He won the series.
Put some context to that.
Yeah, 55.
He won the series. Yeah, he had crazy points.
55.
I'd say he.
That's
guarding
for
him.
KD.
That's guarding
yeah,
him.
That's just crazy.
55.
Yeah, it's just crazy for KD.
You're wilding. Bro.
I'm not wilding, y'all. So you're telling me that him being one of the best defensive centers at his position.
He's a center now.
He's been playing center. Have you not seen it?
I mean, they play small ball five.
Have you not seen
them
play
ball five?
You talking about Giannis?
Giannis,
they play
yes.
small ball five.
When they play small ball five, a lot of the times,
KD
a lot of the things
he
did.
Too,
I know they both did. That's why I think it was wild that we saw that series.
I mean,
and
but
no,
KD,
I think we should be saying center because
exactly.
It's not in the traditional
sense.
But he was still having to guard the paint. He has to.
But no, think about this. Think about this. Let's say you, Tony, Quan, and Mike play 4-on-4, right?
Right.
One of you would play the center, but y'all not huge.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that you're not playing the center position.
That's it's okay. I feel like
context
that's just
loose.
Literally, that's
context
just
loose.
Literally what we call like the biggest person on our team. Doesn't necessarily mean like oh,
Giannis
like
is 6'11".
Yeah, but they
KD's
both was
6'11".
Getting really high number of blocks in those games.
Bro, that's what you do. You're a fucking center. You,
I
like,
know,
bro,
but you can't just call him a center.
He's 7 feet.
He's
playing,
like,
and bro, you know basketball
well
is
a center.
Listen.
Then he's doing his
you don't have to be the tallest person.
Wait,
tallest.
What?
That doesn't work.
What do you
like
mean?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If he's doing well as a center,
KD
what?
Was doing well as a center. Giannis was doing well as a center against
oh.
each other.
Oh,
they both
okay.
Against each other?
I thought you were just talking about them doing well as a center. Period. That's
no,
what I'm like.
Against the, we only have like we only have man. Bro, we only have like maybe two series of like data of the playing center.
Like, that's what I was
throughout like. This throughout the year, like they would experiment with it, but that's not like
you
imagine one of the
sets. Guard, Joel.
He
nah,
cooks.
That's not
right.
Smart.
He could cook.
Oh, wait,
not
basket.
Smart at all.
But look, I'm gonna be real with you, man.
No, you
but
can't.
Giannis could guard him.
Who?
No.
Joel Embiid.
No.
He has couldn't. In the past.
For a full series.
That's before we got the real Joel.
Exactly.
Okay, now we got caveat.
That, no. That's the same thing
now
as...
Now we got caveat.
I'm explaining.
I got you.
That's the same thing as Jokic get the ball on three-point line and Trae Young runs up to him and then Jokic shoots a three. That's the same thing.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes they just don't feel like going down there.
That's wild, man.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I wish that they would play their positions, but... There's no position, so...
This is probably like a highlight
there's
reel.
No position of him passing that much.
No, of like centers or forwards just settling when like the point guard comes to check them.
Wow.
Like when Ben has fucking Trae Young in the post and then passes out. It's like, what are you doing?
I remember he made that pass under the basket when he could have just went up for that dunk.
That's what he said. He's scared. He's scared.
Wild.
He's scared to shoot.
Open for that.
Sorry, man.
I was fucking watching that game. I'm like,
you were here.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, we was.
He wasn't.
Wasn't we?
Not for that game. Yeah. That was last week. That was last Sunday. We didn't record it Friday. Damn, we came out of these. Or Saturday or Sunday.
I don't know.
Possibly a Tuesday. Who knows?
Honestly.
Wait, we did record Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We watched the game.
Wait, we recorded twice?
Yes, with Justin here.
And you owe Justin a fuck.
You did.
Sorry.
Oh, dang. You snitch.
I'm not.
He was
man.
An op.
That's from the last
you
episode.
Time I would have met Kendrick. That wasn't. No,
I did. I still owe. You owe me something.
I sent you five.
No, I want more. I want more.
What do you mean you want more? It's a 4 for 4, bro. Because
you tried to check me in the beginning of the game. That was wild, hey, yo, give me the money now. I'm like, man, wait till the game.
You did say that. And I did say that, too.
All right, that series is over, man. I already told y'all Bucks got that. Anyway.
You don't get on DraftKings.
Yeah. KJ, let's talk
sponsor
about your
us.
Let's talk, huh?
For real, sponsor us.
Oh, let's talk about your losses in DraftKings.
We don't have to talk about any of my personal.
Wait a second. Wait, we can't ask for a promotion then.
Yeah. We don't talk about your losses.
I won so much out of DraftKings.
And how much did you lose, KJ?
It's amazing.
You lost so much.
You know, you can deposit money. You can deposit money in a snap.
They take crypto too.
Of course.
Did you guys hear about what happened with the crypto in China and all that?
Anyway.
Yeah, that's wild. We'll talk about it off the bat.
You know it, guys. It's always a pleasure because this is the first segment of Capping with the Crew. We will be right back after these messages. Welcome again to Capping with the Crew. I am your host and MC for today. My name is 2KJ. And who I got to the left of me?
You have Tony.
Who?
Tony, the dog whisperer.
How you get here?
Twitter Tony?
The dog whisperer.
Fine. Because you a bitch.
And I whisper to the bitches.
No, I know where that.
Anyway, to my right, I got...
Yeah, I know who it is, man. Mike better be in bed. Tony, your bedtime coming up soon. Rooms better be clean.
You done talking?
Yeah, let me
get it. It's good to have y'all here, man. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. But tell me, why the hell do the Suns have a 3-1 lead against
the Clippers? Because I told y'all this was going to happen.
Paul George is non-existent. The man missed two.
They're supposed to get swept. They were supposed to get swept.
They got one good game in them. They got one good game in them.
And they had to break Devin Booker's nose to get it.
Yeah. And low-key, though, I will say this. Pat Bev has done a tremendous job of getting Devin Booker's head.
No.
Yes, he has. No. He fouled out last game. The game before that, he only had 15 points. And the game before that, that's when,
I guess we're not going to mention his literally broken nose.
Hey, okay. I mean, who broke it? Pat Bev.
And then I seen it in real time, and I'm just like, this is some, dirty shit.
Right? Really shit, bro.
I'm like,
trenches shit.
I think he had got a scrape on his head too, I think. Patrick Beverly. And I'm like, I ain't never seen a black Air Force One bleed before.
Dang.
Built different.
It's wild how that works.
But I told y'all, man, I got this dude at work, right?
You told me that
he works for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I had to rephrase that. He works for me.
Wow.
He's an avid Paul George fan.
Really?
And I have to explain to him every day that Paul George is buns.
Damn.
Like, he great. Like, he has some wild-ass takes.
What did he say?
Like,
what did he say?
He said he would take Paul George over Melo with the Braves.
What?
And I'm like, yeah.
Melo with the Braves this year? Or, like,
probably? No, with the...
Nuggets,
the real one.
The real one.
With the Nuggets. I was like, even the Knicks, the first 2 years with the
He's
Knicks.
He's tripping.
I was like, are dumb. His whole argument was that, you know, Paul George is allegedly supposed to be one of the allegedly best wings in the league. I'm doing air quotes, y'all. And I'm like, and you think he could guard Melo, untucked jersey, baby blue Denver jersey Melo
skinny
with the
athletic.
Yellow headband.
Hey, skinny athletic Melo like that.
I'm like, you gonna seriously tell me this? Yes, he locked his ass up. I'm like, yeah, we cannot. We can never talk about
it. I was actually talking to this with one of the dudes that trained. He said, he was like, yeah, man. You can't tell me Paul George wasn't, when Paul George was in Indiana, he wasn't like a young T-Mac. I was like, why you say that?
That's some Tony shit.
No, he said that.
He said that, right?
He said that, right? And you know what I said? I was like, the difference between T-Mac and him is this. T-Mac was aggressive, had a shot, and could do everything.
Everything. Ain't no compare one to thing.
Everything.
That's like, and he was just like, he was like, Chauncey Billups to Magic Johnson.
Then he converted his answer. He's like, wait, maybe you're right. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm right, because that's not...
Wait, who are we arguing again?
A young kid I was training.
No, but...
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? He's 17.
What are we doing here?
Tony, stop talking.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
But then we got into a topic about how, like, what's gone wrong with Paul George, in a sense, right?
Everything.
There's nothing wrong with him.
And the main thing I've picked out from his game, that from his Indiana days to now, is this. He's less aggressive ever since the injury.
Less aggressive.
He doesn't go to the basket.
He's never
been
the number one option after that.
But when he was in Indiana, he was going to the rim, attacking, dunking. He was fearless. Now he's got to play. Now he plays kind of like timid. He shoots a lot more jumpers.
This is the thing. People
doesn't miss the basket.
So
like that.
Some people think he's a superstar. No, he's just a star. Am I wrong? Okay, with that statement alone, what do you guys think about that? He's not a superstar. He's just a star. Tony, you go first.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. He's barely a star right now. Barely. Okay.
Barely.
Barely.
Okay. I guess
barely.
What you're doing.
Barely. You know why? He's putting up good numbers with Kawhi and a bunch of help.
Where's Kawhi? Wait. For context, I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about his whole career.
Oh, his whole career?
Yes.
He's a star, yeah. All, if we're talking whole career. But
yeah,
we're talking
about whole career. Just not right now.
I was like, if we're talking right now, you know.
What do you say, KK?
His whole career, he's definitely a star.
He's a star. But he has superstar talent.
That's superstar talent. Crazy. And I'm like, when has he ever proven that he's a superstar?
How do you prove that you're a superstar?
That Eastern Conference final against the LeBron?
No. That was team over the hump.
Wait, Eastern what?
Conference. Or to get to the Eastern Conference finals.
Okay. And that makes you a superstar?
No. The way he was doing it, he was crazy against LeBron. He was cooking.
So did he win that game?
LeBron did, but he was cooking.
Oh.
But that makes you a superstar.
His breakout moment. That's his transcending moment. That's his transcending moment.
So even losing makes you a superstar.
I mean,
no, I'm just
Charles
like
Barkley.
Seriously.
Look at right. Charles Barkley. He lost a lot.
No, but I'm like, how do you quantify someone becoming a superstar?
Certain
do they
moments.
Have to do something in the
certain,
playoffs?
Yeah, certain or? Moments, certain feats, bro. I think so.
So that's a Tony Tate.
So, because me personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. Perfect example is this. You have Jordan. Everyone knew that he was going to be a... Listen, Jordan. Listen,
ooh.
Michael Jordan.
DeAndre? Oh, sorry.
When Michael Jordan had his breakout season, his breakout game when he was a rookie, he had dropped 53 against Boston.
Right.
Everyone was like, this is his transcendent moment. He's going to be a superstar. Then he followed it up with more and more playoff series that were impeccable. They were just like crazy feats. And you could say that with Paul George.
He was losing?
He was losing, but he was still a superstar at that time.
That's because of his team.
What are you talking about? His rookie
a superstar on a bad team. Allen Iverson.
But he's still a superstar.
I said you could be...
I don't think it was a bad team,
be
though.
A superstar on a bad team.
He took them to the finals. They can't be that bad of a team.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying,
you
but like still.
I got it.
But you get what I'm saying, too, though. Right?
I said a superstar can be on a bad team. LeBron in Cleveland. Like, what? Come on. What are you talking about?
But a superstar can make a team good, though.
Can make a bad team good?
Yes.
A superstar
he can make them look good. Yes, I agree.
He took LeBron. Perfect example. LeBron took Cleveland to the finals with Eric Snow and Mo Will.
Allen Iverson basically did the same.
But that's what I'm saying. But they're superstars.
So what
they
do you argue? You argue my point.
No, I'm arguing that a superstar is going to make a bad team look good regardless if he's a superstar, if he's really a superstar.
No.
Yes.
But the OKC.
He literally
by
took
himself.
Them to the playoffs in the fourth seed in the West.
Everybody I know that's played with Russell Westbrook has become a bucket.
Fourth seed in the West. That's not good.
Literally.
That's not good. That's not good. Fourth seed in the West.
How did he get fourth seed in the West?
He was balling out.
No.
Yes,
no,
he was.
No. Team start losing ahead of them.
I mean.
And it just so happens.
Context. Context.
Exactly.
But still, he still took them to the West.
Did they go out in the first round? Oh, okay.
Superstar talent.
That's not superstar talent.
I was saying, superstar talent. Is he a superstar, really?
So does that mean that.
Oh, my.
Nah, I ain't even going to do.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to frame.
No, go ahead, do it.
Question, like...
Do it then. Say it. Say it with your chest, bro.
Certain point guard and Portland. Is he a superstar based upon?
I did not see him thinking that. I did not see him thinking that way.
I see him losing the first
round. I thought you were talking about Ben Simmons, but all right, I'll take this too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I see him losing the first round. Does that mean?
Didn't one of our teams lose 17?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they break up the team? When did the shot that broke up the team?
Hey, man.
What did your team's
point guard? It's right there. It's right there. That's a picture.
What did your team's point guard talk at mess? And then my point guard just blew y'all out the water?
Can we be very very
those are facts.
Descriptive about these.
Russell Westbrook and Dame Lillard, they did have their little they had their little thing, and then
it wasn't a little thing.
It wasn't a little thing. It was a very big thing. It was a huge beef.
I mean, they both lost, so.
One loss worse than another.
Nobody.
One loss worse than another.
Nobody went home with a trophy. That's all I know.
And they had the better team. They were supposed to win that series.
They did. They had Melo, they had PG, and they had Dan.
Speaking of, was ATL supposed to beat the Sixers or not?
Oh, shit.
Hey, when are the Spurs going to?
Hey, man. Leave the Spurs out of this, bro.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what I did. I'm sorry.
Black and white.
That's what's up, man.
You open up a can of
worms. I didn't mean to do that.
I definitely did.
But back to this Clippers Suns stuff, man. Is game over?
Suns in five.
It's over.
Suns in five. Yeah.
It's over?
It's over.
The Suns going to the finals?
Yes.
The Phoenix Suns are going to the finals.
I told you that.
We talked about this already. I said the Jazz had a chance to go to the finals. I thought they were going to beat the Clippers, but they didn't.
Hell no. Well, I thought they would beat the Clippers, but they weren't beating the Suns.
So the Suns, the Bucks in the finals? Ew.
I see Suns in Atlanta.
I say the same.
Phoenix and ATL.
What kind of finals?
Your sleeping alarm came on. It's old man.
It's cool, bro. You just hating.
Old man.
Hating on my naps.
Old man.
You hope one day you can grow up to have naps, bro. Shit is fire.
That don't even sound
but
right.
But to be completely honest with y'all, man, I don't believe the Clippers are done yet. I don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know Kawhi's not coming back in game five either.
Timmy D not walking through them doors.
Exactly. Look how sad he is now.
Can we settle for like Chris Paul to just switch teams?
I mean, he was on
one
the
time. Before. One more time for old time's sake.
Look, all I gotta say is this.
After he wins a ring.
If he wins a ring, yes.
He should.
He's definitely done.
Right? That's a Hall of Fame career, bro.
A ring? In Phoenix?
It's so funny. But it's so funny because that's like literally the only knock against him.
Yeah. And he wins a ring.
And to do it in Phoenix, like revive Phoenix. That's
and I ain't lying.
That's legendary.
I'm gonna ask you guys this serious question. If Chris Paul wins,
yes, it's more valuable than any ring LeBron got.
No, no, what? That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, that's not what you're saying.
Fucking hater.
Oh, it's completely the same.
I said, if Chris Paul wins a ring this year with the Suns, is he considered one of the best Suns players of all time?
One of the best players of all time?
Yeah, Suns players.
How many Suns players got rings?
Exactly.
None of them. But I'm saying, is he like
the
best?
Better than Charles Barkley.
Is he better than Steve Nash though?
How many rings he got?
Zero, but they have the same amount.
If he wins, shoot. Does he be all over a lot of people?
No, I'm saying if Chris Paul wins, does he become the best point guard in the Suns history?
The best in Suns history?
Better than KJ? Nah, I don't know. I mean, probably.
You think he's better than Jason Kidd too?
Yeah. That Jason Kidd,
he was good though.
He was good, but he wasn't.
Yeah, Chris Paul's. You gotta think New Orleans, Ball fade, and Delonte. I said Delonte.
Boosie fade, boy.
West.
David West. You said Delonte West.
Pick your role.
Tyson Chandler, bro.
Yeah, young Tyson Chandler.
Ooh, that's fine. That's
I mean, I'm going to be real with you, man. Page just
too?
Page just,
this is definitely going to put him up there even more.
You think he becomes, okay, let's go on to a better question. Does he become a top five point guard?
In the league?
Of all time.
Not in my book. Sorry.
Top five, yes.
Top five?
If he gets a ring, it's kind of hard to debate. It's hard to debate. He beats out Steve Nash and Jason Kidd.
He beats out Steve Nash in your top five all time.
Look at the context. The Suns weren't in the playoffs for how many years?
11 years, I think.
They get Chris Paul and they get 10. The number two seed.
Number two seed, and they win the finals.
Hey, they ain't won nothing yet.
I'm saying, but if they do.
If they did.
That's some legendary.
That's so some legendary shit. I can't lie to you. Chris Paul would go down.
Boy, Melo finna jump on the Nets, boy. Oh, God. I gotta get one.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, that's why.
They probably inside, because you know, like him, LeBron, and D-Wade, all like buddies and shit. They gonna, yeah. They gonna be having inside jokes and shit.
Exactly.
They gonna talk to like Melo how Charles. Shaq talks to Charles. So you don't know about this.
You know about this.
Google me.
Sorry about that. But yeah, bro, I'm not gonna lie. It solidifies his life. Like, I know we'd say trophies don't necessarily solidify your legacy, but this one would. This one would make him the best, one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard of our generation. And you can't argue that. Who would be of our generation? Think about it. From 2000 and up, if he wins a ring,
and he would be someone from that generation who's better than him.
Point guard.
Steph Curry?
As a point guard?
I'm talking about a traditional one.
No, you're getting Steph confused with greatest shooter ever. Yes. Yeah.
So he's not
point guard. Point guard.
Yeah, averaging 8 assists isn't a point guard?
How many, bro, I feel like Chris Paul is bad, you can average 8 assists.
And on a bad game, Steph puts up like, what, 26?
But he's a shooter.
He doesn't show up when it matters.
What do you mean? He has three rings.
No finals MVP means that you scored the most points in the finals.
It means you know. Bro, he had KD and Clay.
I'm talking about in 2015. In 2015, he scored the most points. Had more steals.
Yeah, Andre Iguodala.
He had more steals than Andre Iguodala. Steals had more blocks all together than Andre Iguodala.
Did Steph guard LeBron?
He didn't.
I don't know. Did LeBron guard Steph?
Because
so he averaged the most points.
Because
though.
We give Kawhi a lot of credit for guarding who?
LeBron.
I mean, yeah. You
and LeBron still averaged what?
Triple dub, damn
but
near.
But Steph still had more points than Kawhi did when he won. So what do we
Steph score.
Yeah.
At so that time, he did what he was supposed time. To do. Yeah, he averaged the most points on
I have a question. I have a question. Is Steph better than Kawhi?
Is Steph better than Kawhi?
Yeah.
As a
what you
player?
Talking about as a point guard?
No, overall.
As a point guard?
I got something set up for him. But as a player, overall.
He changed the game, bro.
So is Steph better than Kawhi, yes or no?
I don't know what to tell
you. Know what to say. You can say it.
I got to pick one
Steph
for
him. Go.
How long? What am I doing? Just pick the better player?
Sure.
But you got to be concise.
Today.
No injuries.
No injuries.
100% healthy.
I think I got to go with Steph.
I really am.
I think I do, bro. Look at the game. Let me rephrase it.
Ha!
Trap car. I got you. Go ahead.
Let me rephrase it.
You about to walk right into my no, trap car.
Whose team would you start?
You tried to set up a trap car.
I'm asking you. Who would you start a team with? Still Steph?
Who would I start a team with?
Yeah.
In today's NBA?
Yeah, we're both.
Steph.
Okay, that's fair.
Where are you going?
I want to see where you're trapped. I was expecting a trap or something.
I had a trap
card,
but I lost it.
Oh.
It was a false
dark hole is illegal, bro.
It's a baby fishing. It was fishing.
Nah.
Bro, the worst that was sad, man. I
thought he was going to say Kawhi. That's why. I was all predicting about Kawhi.
Goofy.
I mean, knowing you, I don't know.
Anyway, y'all.
Goofy.
So this series is over, right?
Yeah.
I was on before it started.
Oh, man. All right. Congratulations, Suns.
Like a planet parade.
Go ahead, Suns. Phoenix. Charles Barkley was talking all that smack about the Suns. Remember, he was like, the nachos is cold. They ain't got no hot dogs. They
be I remember that.
Giving you pickles. You can park right at the front of the stadium.
But you know what this man said recently? He's like, I can't wait until I see my Suns.
My Suns.
Compete with the Bucks in the finals. I'm like, what the fuck?
Him and Skip.
I mean, you can't really... Can't give him too much flack about that.
I mean, that is
because he has been holding on to the Suns for like a while.
He has because he played for them
years and years of them not making the playoffs, and he's the only other person that is an advocate or was an advocate for Portland.
So you gonna ride with that?
Yeah, take what you.
I wrote with Portland. I used to ride.
I'm happy for Phoenix.
Depending on where Dame goes, you know.
Dame says he's unhappy.
We'll get to that in the next segment.
Exactly.
I guess the series is over, folks.
Yeah, nothing to talk about.
Save your money.
You got it. Well, we appreciate y'all listening. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Capping with the Crew. I'm your host for today. Something like that. You know, something slight. It's the 2. The K. The J.
My brother switched up on me. On the left, I got...
I know who it is.
What?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I gotta mention your dad being your dad every time?
No.
See, bitch. I should give you it now. Okay. Bitch. Well, if you didn't know, like Tony, you know, I'm his pops. His brother Mike isn't here. I sent him to boarding school, so he'll be back shortly.
And to the right of me, I got.
It's your boy Tony, man.
Lame,
your,
all right, nah.
Okay,
nah,
Twitter Tony,
nah.
Man. We're gonna take that moniker up right now.
You don't even got a Twitter.
I don't. I'll get one, though.
No, you not.
I was busting on Twitter with P.
No, you wasn't.
Like
I followed you.
I had 200 followers.
Then I unfollowed you. Shut so you had 199.
You didn't unfollow me. I know you did.
You funny.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I got to ask you, man.
Twitter what you got to ask me? Oh.
Twitter Tony.
What's up, man?
What is your take on these coaches, man?
I'm not going to lie to you.
If Mike Bloomberg
doesn't win this Eastern Conference Series, that boy is gone. That boy is gone. And when I say he's gone, he is gone. And the reason he's gone is because that boy is gone.
Let's go play.
No, he's gone because, like, bro, he's horrible on defensive assignments. He's horrible on switching.
Offensive assignments as well.
Oh, God. Like, he literally just gives the ball to Giannis and expects him to do everything. And it's kind of like a weird misconception that Giannis is like LeBron.
It's not a misconception.
It is.
They keep getting really close and losing.
No.
And the Cavs do the same thing?
No. That was because of LeBron's team, not LeBron. They're losing because of Giannis.
They're losing because of
Giannis. Yes.
Yes.
And what I said earlier, I said they only win if Chris Middleton has a big, good game.
Or Jrue Holiday.
So Giannis is just playing consistently.
Giannis is putting up numbers that are
poorly.
You have to give context in his buckets. So you can't just say, oh, he had 45. Because if he had 45, he might have scored 40 in the first half.
Yeah.
And then they could have lost or won by two. It's like, well, he can't put them up.
Giannis averages really good numbers in the second half.
Hey, I'm going to put it like this. He has empty stats just like another superstar. Right?
Empty stats?
I wouldn't.
How are they?
I know, so.
Empty?
I kind of agree in a kind of sort of way. Not at face value.
Y'all are capping. Where's the button? Not like empty stats.
He had 30-something. But who won him that game down the stretch in the fourth quarter? Bro, Chris Middleton.
All he needs is a teammate. So you're saying as long as he has one teammate
that
shows up,
no.
That reminds me of somebody.
No, it's the opposite of LeBron. Okay, LeBron and Cleveland. Damn, they just can't get over him. They just can't get over him.
Person,
it's
right?
Not LeBron.
Right.
It's the people around him.
Right. So
you give him No. You give him the people to put around him, the right people,
uh-huh.
Then he'll do what he's supposed to do, and then he'll lead that team on and on.
Yeah,
but
Giannis,
11. No.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade.
He had
all the teams.
He carried that team.
I know he did. I agree with you, my brother.
Yeah, he let us down.
Of course. LeBron
should
have did what he did.
But we're not finna know.
Exactly. I'm just saying. So if Giannis chokes and Middleton has like a great series the rest of the way, and Giannis plays poorly,
then that just shows that that shows that he's not ready to get that super status moniker.
But. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Everyone's been giving him this moniker.
Whoa. What?
LeBron got his.
Okay, this is the perfect example or reference for being a superstar.
Okay.
When LeBron played Golden State by himself,
that made him a superstar?
He got two games.
So hard.
No. But I'm saying he got two. Okay, look, like context.
Context. Right.
We all was watching ball when that happened. Was happening.
Right. Crazy.
They were supposed to get swept.
They were.
Do you remember who the second best player it was on that Cavs team?
To me,
it
I
was
like
only
George Hill.
One answer.
I like George Hill.
His name George Hill.
It wasn't.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Y'all with
Dellavedova.
And
No. I'm saying that was their second best player. Cleveland.
Ah, okay.
And LeBron still. You remember how crazy
he got
that Golden
games,
State?
Right?
You remember how crazy that Golden State game team was?
Yeah. I remember.
And LeBron got two games against that team because he's a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of ESPN commentators say, like, oh, well, these two teams are in the playoff series, but this one team has a superstar, so that'll at least get you one game.
Usually.
KD, he got you that one game. He had 55. And y'all got you that one game against Lakers. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
facts.
I feel like Giannis can't do that.
You don't think Giannis can get you one game?
No, because he'll score, but then it's like, okay, 2 minutes left in the ball game. The Bucks are down 6. They're going to be looking to Giannis to get them over the hump, and he's not going to deliver.
I guess my follow-up question would be, do you think that the Nets series was a fluke then? Because Giannis was 100% the blame for all of the circumstances they were in.
Against the Bucks?
Yeah, against the Nets. The Bucks and the Nets series.
I'm sorry, what's the beginning of what you said?
Do you attribute that, like, all of that to be a fluke? Everything that they went through.
I think
Giannis proved once and for all for me during that series. Like, this dude is, he's for real. Not only is he improving, he stopped shooting threes.
A little bit.
He was being smarter with the ball.
A little bit, because it still comes down to, okay, if you that guy.
Right.
You that big bad guy over there that people say you are.
Right.
You supposed to do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
In crunch time. We not looking towards anybody else. Do or die, you taking us there. I feel like he's not there yet. Because, also, if you look at that whole series and the one before that, they only win when Chris Middleton plays good. So Giannis can have 30. He can have 40.
Or if Holiday plays well, right?
Yes.
So all he needs is one player to play well for him to...
No, I'm saying they could play well and then the game could be on the line.
Yeah, but...
Giannis won't be able to deliver.
So you mean like with a three-pointer or like...
Just whatever the game causes. It could be free throws. It could be a three-pointer. It could be a layup. It could be a silly turnover. Like he lost the ball out of
bounds. Game 7 proved it, though. He went up against KD. And KD had opportunities to win. And Giannis took his opportunities to win. And he actually succeeded on the defensive end. But that game was won on defense, not on offense.
But to piggyback on what I was saying earlier about...
Right.
The star, and then having that supporting cast, who showed up for the Nets that night? And KD had a crazy game, as usual in that series.
All you need is one player to play well, I think, if you assume.
I'm saying he didn't have nobody else playing good.
Yeah.
So Giannis had two other people, two other stars.
If you're saying good, I think Middleton played better than Holiday did. So, like, it was just Middleton and Giannis.
Well, I'll consider all three of them for the Bucks.
Yeah, he does have.
But okay, let's consider that those two.
Right.
KD didn't have that too.
Yeah. Harden was hurt, so.
Yeah.
And if Kyrie was there, everyone would have said the team was stacked. So, regardless, no matter what, it was a lose-lose situation for whoever lost. Because we would be talking about Giannis like this right now, or we would be talking about KD in a more disrespectful fashion. I still think the shot that he hit was amazing too.
I don't know, because he lost. I forgot what game that was, but when he, what did he do? I think he missed. I think it was like 3 or 4. He missed the free throws, and he turned the ball over. I forgot which game that was, but, like, you can't do that as a superstar.
Right.
And I feel like you just can't get them over the hump. Because, like, when you think of superstars, they all can get you over the hump. And I feel like he can't. It's kind of being masked by how well that Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday can play together.
Right.
Kind of like with the whole Clippers thing.
Right.
But for real, not to like segue it into that. It's like, how good is Paul George really playing right now? Right? And if you just looking at his numbers, he had 30, and then he had 24, and then he had 27. But he's shooting 9 for 30, and he's not the person scoring when they need a bucket. Reggie Jackson is.
Very true.
And then people say, well, he doesn't have Kawhi, but still, if he's this superstar that some people say he is, why is he not impacting the game? Why is Reggie Jackson having more of an impact on the game than the alleged superstar?
I think Paul George is finally, I hope he's starting to notice what type of player he is.
A big player, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's why he's passing it. That's why I was like.
But even with Kawhi out, like it's clear as day now.
Right, and not only that, but I feel like the opportunity he got
to actually show that he was a superstar. The fact that he's deferring so much at this point shows me, like, he understands it now. I think he's...
Yeah, he's seeing his role.
Right, he's embracing
it. He should be taking 40 shots. When Kawhi went down, that's 40 shots right there.
Right.
Y'all down by two. Don't be looking for Reggie Jackson. You go get the bucket.
For Reggie Jackson and Terrence Mann and Marcus Morris to bail you up.
And the thing is, they've been bailing him out. So, once again, his reputation is getting some deflection on it.
So, do you understand why Paul George is not that guy anymore?
Anymore, you know?
What do you mean anymore?
It's like you were defending him hard.
I do defend him because he's a talented player. I haven't seen talent like his in a very long time.
There's no KD, there's no Giannis.
An athletic wing?
Yeah.
The type that he is, at his size?
Jason Tatum.
Not the same size, though.
Jason Tatum is better than him.
The who? Paul George?
Yeah.
They're not the same body type.
Kawhi? Didn't they come in around the same time?
They literally got drafted by the same team on the same night.
Not the same type of wings.
Tell me, I ain't never seen.
They're not the same type of players, bro.
And Klay Thompson is a better defender than him.
The same shot.
Say I'm wrong.
The same jump shot.
Say I'm wrong.
Ooh, Klay Thompson's a better defender than him?
Say I'm wrong.
Hear me out. Zach LaVine is better than PG.
Defensively.
I'll say as an overall player.
No, he's
not. But I'm not too mad at what Tony's saying. I'm not mad at you.
I still think.
Because Chicago, man, he be balling out. This team just sucked. This team
just sucked. Chicago, they switch positions. Is he going to hit every shot that Paul George is
defending? He's getting away.
He's a better shooter.
Yeah. And more athletic.
So you're saying in that moment.
He's way more athletic now.
So you're saying in that moment he's going to hit the shot?
Yes.
Does he have his experience in Chicago?
Yeah. Just the Chicago.
Yes, because in Chicago, he's the number one guy. But I'm saying, in Chicago, he's the number one guy. He's their superstar.
Right.
It's like, damn, we need a bucket. Like, come on, Zach. Like, you know, we need this play to happen. Come on, Zach. So he's used to making and taking those shots.
Right.
So if you put him with Kawhi, he like, okay, I don't have as much pressure because I'm not the number one guy. But as a number two guy.
No.
What?
This when LaVine hit the three.
Multiple threes.
And the people and the commentators were like, he gets the ball. Oh, no.
So I'm saying, so if you take him, look, like, okay, we're watching Zach Levine highlights right now. Overall,
shots.
As a number two, he would be better as number two than Paul George is.
Yes.
Way better.
He's never better than Paul George at number one.
He's not a better player than Paul
George. He is.
To be fair, what Tony said as number one. So you have to think back to those Pacer days. Oh, never mind. Well, because that Pacer team was good, though.
Yeah, Warren Hibbert.
The Bulls don't have nobody right now. They have Kobe White. And Felicioso. I forgot his name. Yeah, Felicio.
And I forgot to mention Denzel Valentine, bro.
Who?
Come on, man.
Frank Giddy's.
Stop.
Don't bring
the cap.
Clutch after clutch.
I get it, man. Those games don't matter, though.
What do you mean? It didn't matter to them.
So
they won this game.
Yeah.
They won the game.
Who cares? It's the Bulls, bro. What are we talking
about? Paul George would have turned that over and kicked and hit him out of bounds off his foot.
Aces Paul George?
Paul George.
Yeah, true.
So, I hate to agree with Tony, but I kind of agree with Tony.
So, LaVine over Paul George.
Right? And he's younger.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's the reason I would pick him.
So, I would pick him off for his talent. His overall talent.
No, I'd just say the age.
And his potential.
He's the opposite of Andrew Wiggins. Because Andrew Wiggins is the same person. But he's like, I'm not going to work out. No, fuck out of here. Ain't that crazy? He was all on the same team.
Carl Anthony Town and Andrew Wiggins. All around close to
that was insane.
They were literally all averaging 20 points each. And still couldn't get more.
Wow.
Wild.
Crazy.
Wow. So, yeah. Mike Budenholzer, man, get your act together, man, or get ready to pack your bags. One of the two. But, yeah, you're gone if you lose. Don't lose. That's where we put it.
Yeah, you're part of Pop's legacy. We don't want to see you lose your job, man. Then that's gonna look bad on Pop. And,
I don't care if you lose your job. You're a white man. You're privileged.
We would prefer, we would prefer Pop to look good. We want Pop to look good. These Spurs out here, you know what we saying? Pop. We see Steve Kerr flourishing.
Hey, we're gonna talk about Pop. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mugo, the one that just got signed with the Celtics, man. You know, that's a good transition. He's part of that Spurs legacy. He just got signed by the Boston Celtics, man. That man is going to help us win. That man is building a legacy over here.
Also, I was going to say, it's not a hot take, but I was going to say, I feel like, I forgot her name, Becky.
Hammond.
I feel like she's going to have a coaching job before the next season.
She should get a coaching job this year.
She's in consideration for Portland.
I know. I feel
like she'll get one before the next season.
I think she'll get one this year.
Yeah.
Head coach this year.
Yeah. I just said before the next season.
Nice.
Yeah, head coach.
That'd be what's up.
Also, that I'm gonna be real with you.
Of
man.
The Knicks.
Whoa. The Knicks?
Nah.
Whoa.
Oh. Take a top tip of
why not?
Nah.
Why
he
not?
He somehow got coach of the year.
I mean.
Wait, Tom Thibodeau won coach?
Yeah.
Exactly. Over my C. Williams. Yes.
What the fuck? Monty Williams came from where?
Hey, man, let me
what?
Crazy, right?
What are we still supposed to do again?
Let me explain, though.
Since the playoffs, how long?
You gotta remember, New York is a big market, and your favorite in New York, I'm gonna come up and
I get it, but
and he coached to the 15th in the fucking East.
I get it, but I don't get it.
You imagine how hard it is getting the numbers 2C as a coach in the West? Get the fuck out of here. I mean, and y'all ain't been to the playoffs in 10 or 20 years? Get the fuck out of here. To the number 2C? Crazy. Hey, that shit's stupid.
Tripping, man.
That's
tripping,
crazy. Tripping.
I was going to say, how do you guys feel about, since we're on topic of coaches, obviously, how do you guys feel about the Mavericks and Ricardo parting ways for him to then go sign a 4-year deal with the Pacers, and then they sign, Mavs sign Jason Kidd?
Wait, what?
Collusion!
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wow.
Collusion!
Mark Cuban was like, no, Luka.
Luka said something.
Luka went up to Ricardo and looked, man.
I need
you can leave or you get fired. It's up to you. I really don't care. But that's it. No, they gonna call you tomorrow. So you better send that text tonight. And he was like, yeah, I think, you know, we should part ways.
Exactly. After 13
years. So he quit.
After 13 years.
He quit.
They
because you gotta, but you gotta look at it from Mark Cuban's point of view.
Lose your superstar or lose your coach?
Dude, you wanna lose Luka?
Generational superstar.
Who's the last true generational superstar? LeBron. No, in general. Trae Young. Generational.
Oh, right.
LeBron.
Yeah. Because I would say, like, their generational superstar was Dirk before, like, you know, Luka, technically, in a sense. You get that.
Not in that generation.
I mean, like, for them.
Came in with Kobe.
For them, not like that.
For that generation, though.
I would say for that team.
No, I didn't say for team, I said for generation.
Yeah, I can feel that. I understand. Yeah. I don't think he wants to lose it. And then there's also rumors that he's trying to get Kristaps Porzingis out of there.
I could tell you that. That's not a rumor. I could tell you that before the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. That's clear. They're saying that the reason is even more pressure for them to get rid of him is because Luka pretty much was, like, unsatisfied or unhappy with the fact that Kristaps Porzingis.
You saying this like this during, news. Everyone saw it.
Now, this recently came out. They're saying Kristaps Porzingis went to a club during COVID protocol.
That is not why they mad.
During the playoffs.
It's mad for not showing up.
He also doesn't like that fact, too.
Don't nobody care. He's been buns for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He's injured, though. He's been injured.
Who fault is that?
That's factual.
Kyrie? They try to get Kyrie about it there. Why? Yeah. He's an injury problem. Like, well,
no, sometimes
that's the main reason.
He's a cancer problem. Man goes missing for 2-3 weeks. Because it's
an he's an injury problem.
I wouldn't even say injury problem. They were saying more like he's he doesn't know how to work with this.
But he's a generational talent, y'all.
Questionable.
Who?
Game 7. I know you only remember the block, but there was something else that happened.
Nah. How would you explain this? He's I would say he's just not built to play basketball in a sense. Like, he's just not...
Wait, what?
Not
like tough. He's not... There, he's not tough.
What?
He's
not durable?
No, tough. Like he doesn't play through injuries. He doesn't, like, do that type of stuff. He's not one of those guys
that... What?
He's not like a Kobe guy, like a Mamba mentality type of guy.
So, like Iverson, like, what?
He broke his kneecap. He just wanted to go home. What?
Saying, like,
how dare you? I don't know. You came up on the team.
I'm trying to find a way to put this. I'm trying to find a way to put this.
Bro, I can't walk. Bro, yeah, nah.
I'm trying to like this. His pain tolerance and his, like, threshold for, like, what do you...
Nigga, how do we know what his pain tolerance threshold is?
Do you know this man?
Let's not do that, alright? Let's not do that.
You deep breath for him every single time.
Let's not do that,
alright?
You don't have to disrespect him.
I got
you. You don't. You really don't. That's just Boston. That's because he did y'all crazy in Boston. Y'all did other people crazy, but whatever.
You still riding for him. Crazy thing.
Matt did this in Boston, and he's doing it in New York.
What's the problem?
The problem is him. He has to go. And he's probably going
to
get traded.
He has to go with.
So the team that wants him, exactly.
Alright. And we're winning one Kyrie.
A lot.
A lot of people.
The Spurs would want him.
And we're
we'll take him.
We're
up. We're up.
Shit.
We'll take him.
Yeah. Teach that nigga the pass.
Yeah, good luck. It's been a year. It's been a year. How long?
You don't think that we could get him a pass?
You think you get Russell Westbrook the pass?
Yes. Y'all tripping if y'all don't think. The Spurs is a system. You guys understand that, right?
Yeah, but
the second you become a player, you become a system player. You know freaking Steven Jackson in? Y'all know who Steven Jackson is?
Yes.
Alright, never mind.
No, we
are cool. We even got to do this.
You're very much alive. But also, I was going to say, the hiring of...
Dennis Rodman, nigga. Alright, anyway, go ahead.
The hiring of Jason Kidd to the Mavs, how do you feel about that overall?
I don't understand how that helps them win.
I kind of see it.
How does it help them win?
Because Jason Kidd's like an offensive minded guy, and he's a point guard, and him and Luka would draw X's and O's.
Really how does bad. That make the team better? You can only do so much for what you have.
Yeah, but like I feel like obviously they're going to trade Kristaps Porzingis a little bit more for that.
Get away from that first.
What can you even get for him? What?
Cash consideration.
Kyrie, maybe? Would you trade Kyrie?
Take this contract. We'll take this toxic player.
Hell.
Because regardless, you probably mad, right? No matter what side you on, you mad.
Hell.
So whatever. I don't see anyone unloading that contract. That's wild.
The Magic.
Man, the Warriors.
Hell no.
Low-key, man.
Maybe.
You take him? You take KP?
No.
Deal. They probably gonna let his ass walk.
And he go. But it's great, man. That's fantastic.
Who else got hired? Stan McGundy got fired from the first place.
Why did he get fired? You gotta explain why they
Why did he get fired? The man is...
How long was the season?
Man, it was not even the season. You know what it is, bro? The man just did not draw X's and O's really well with the talent that he had on him. He made certain players better, but, like, he didn't utilize more players in rotation. Like, he didn't use, like, Alexander... Gilbert's right, Walker.
Alexander, his cousin.
You mean Shay's cousin? Yeah, Shay's cousin. They didn't use him a lot when he was going off. He had a stretch where he was good. They didn't use Kira Lewis, the 10th overall pick or something like that. They didn't use him at all.
Jackson Hayes didn't get enough play time.
Exactly. Believers, so. Like, you whatever. Your main guys that you're going to, you didn't even use Josh Hart. He's just sitting on the bench.
Wow.
The main guys you're using is Lonzo Ball,
and playing too long is not good.
Not good at all. Like, the plus minus is not good for him. And also, he gets way too tired too quickly, especially with them, the conditioning. But, like, him, B.I., and Zion.
Together, what's he supposed to do? Talking to the first seed?
No, I'm saying they're good. I'm just saying, like, he's doing what Tom Thibodeau was doing in Chicago. He's just utilizing the starters way too much, playing them 30, 40 minutes a night. That's not going to work long-term, bro. You need to be able to have rotational guys and guys to come in. Because right now, you're overworking them, and that's why B.I. is hurt. That's why Zion was hurt. That's why Zoe was hurt a little bit. You guys got guys that you aren't really using. And you're using Steven Adams a lot. And he's good, but like, you should be putting in your younger guys, like Jackson Hayes. That's the guy that you should definitely have in there. So that's my problem with that. So I see why you got fired. And I think Becky Hammond takes that position. Wow. They haven't hired anybody.
Nice.
That's just me personally.
Shouts out to Becky.
What do you think?
I don't know. Whoever's worthy of the position should get the position.
Yeah,
simple as that.
And then, you know, who else?
Mark Jackson and Phil Handy still aren't coaches, though.
So Phil Handy should definitely get a coaching job. Mark Jackson, I mean, he can have a game too long. I don't know,
man. Mark Jackson.
If Melo can come back, no,
that's facts, though.
I don't know. Whatever he did to get banned, he needs to
do that.
Mend some fences.
But, like, besides that, I mean, the coaching changes and stuff I've seen around the league, it's been different. It's been cool.
Chauncey Billups at Portland.
Dame was not happy about it. He won titles. That's the crazy part about it all. He was the main dude riding for him, and now he's unhappy.
He's riding for Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd and Chauncey Billups, but I guess that was a false rumor. But, hey, man. I know that if Dame wants out, that's kind of sad already.
You think he's going to... There's no way Dame wants out.
He doesn't like Chauncey Billups as head coach.
Wait,
I don't know. They've been a trash. They've had a trash team.
Chris Haynes says it?
Yes.
But doesn't Chris Haynes have a vested interest in seeing him go to the Lakers? Because he's based out of Los Angeles.
I don't think he's going to the Lakers, though.
Or the Clippers? I don't know.
I can see him going to New York. That'd be
the fuck?
New York can give him draft picks and they can give him, like, young players. So why wouldn't they? Hit with Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, I'll take that.
Anytime. Bruh, you know what I've been fucking seeing like the last 3 weeks?
What's that?
I fucking hate it.
Tell us.
I think Boston. The Boston is going to try to push for to get Dame.
Yes, sir.
And Boston. The fucked up thing is they have all those fucking picks.
Join the side.
Boston. And Jaylen Brown.
Join Boston. The side, bro. Join the side, bro.
Hell no.
Wear that green with us, bro.
I'll burn this shit down.
Wear that green, bro. I ain't lying. If Dame goes to Boston, how bad would you be?
Man, I would much better join him.
He going to wear Bill Russell's
This will be my last episode. This will be my last episode of Captain with the Crew.
Yeah, that's blasphemy. I just say blasphemy, but whatever, man.
Well, better also a game of too.
Nah.
I think he would.
Nah.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, he would, but nah, exactly. He shouldn't. But for real, man.
Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum.
I don't think Dame's going nowhere, bro. I don't think he's going anywhere. Will, please tell me that he's...
I gotta wait. I gotta wait to see what Dame.
Give us the scoop.
Boston. Regardless, Portland's gonna trade somebody to Boston. They want Boston wants CJ, and apparently Portland's been wanting fucking Marcus Smart for the longest.
Marcus, who the fuck is running the front office for Portland?
I don't know, bro.
They'd be fucking stoned. They'd be stoned, bro. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Let's
get another guard. What
the
fuck?
Boston Smart?
Boston Smart?
He's been different. Marcus Smart or CJ straight up, that's what he's trying to do with some picks.
That's not fair. It's not even even. That's not fucking even, and that's stupid because, oh my fucking God, it's like nobody's running the front office.
You want to run with Dame or CJ?
What?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No.
Exactly. So
let's trade CJ and get Marcus Smart.
I'm just saying,
That'll make Dame happy.
If you want Dame to be with Boston Celtics, I'll be happy.
Just thank him for his service and let him go. Cause bro, I'm convinced nobody's running the front office of Portland. They're just whatever proposed trade somebody do, they're like, all right, cool. They don't deserve
so
that.
I want to leave.
I'm tired of this shit.
Hey, Dave, come to the Celtics. You got a great one.
Hell no.
Great head coach.
You just played in the play-in tournament. What the fuck are you gonna go there for?
You can help us. You wanna be there no more.
No.
I don't know about any of this, man. I don't like any of this.
One thing,
go to the Sixers, though.
Fuck. No, the fucking thing, nobody wants to come to Portland.
Damn, that got to get out of there.
I don't know what you want to do, bro. He's going to either be a Boston Celtics or he's not.
Hell no.
If he is, that's cool.
Go to Golden State.
Go ahead. Who are you going to give up for?
Everybody but Steph.
And Clay? And Draymond, obviously.
Everybody but Steph.
He said Draymond, too. And the bitch.
Two picks. Nah, I probably do a three-way type trade.
I would love to see him in New York. And since we're talking about
the fuck is in New York? It's got the team that lost to Atlanta? The way they did after all that hype?
Oh, wait, you talking about basketball? Oh, yeah. Strip clubs.
Oh, there's somewhere else in Atlanta. I'm like,
if you're going for strip clubs, you go to Atlanta. But you're not, I'm saying, like, that's just something else that's in New York.
But what do you call, I would say that since we're talking about New York.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the Brooklyn Nets.
Leading to this thing about how there's been sources and leaks that say Kyrie Irving's going to get traded because he's a locker room cancer.
He's not a cancer. That's rude to people.
It's a sickness.
Oh, yeah, he's a sickness.
Okay, sure, I can go with that.
He's toxic.
Sure, that works even better.
But the point is this.
Sure.
They're saying that one line is going to get traded, and one of his preferred destinations is also the New York Knicks, which would be crazy. But me and you both saw the same rumor. I got to put it out there. They're trying to put OKC in New York, in a sense. They're trying to bring Russell Westbrook. One straight up trade. Kyrie for Russell Westbrook. How do you feel, KJ?
Why not?
To see New York back again.
Why not let it fly? It didn't happen the first time, so why not try it again, you know? I mean, LeBron's not going to be there to meet you with a prime Dwayne Wade, right? So why not?
Stop.
Why not try it? Unless Donovan Mitchell goes to the Lakers, I don't see any way that they can.
So you think they can run it back and New York can win?
Oh, yeah.
Win it all the way.
Yes, all the way. Because Russell Westbrook does not get injured.
Anyways.
He doesn't
get injured. I would love to see it. I love to see it.
Yeah, I don't see Boston beating him.
I mean, Boston's not going to beat the KD. I don't James Harden or Kyrie.
Surely will.
I don't Joel think Philly couldn't even do that because they wanted to.
I don't know if Philly could.
Get the fuck out of here. Yes, they could. It was.
No. What?
Hey, man, stuff happens this postseason. So
I'm not going to wait to see. Want to take ownership of that team being ass.
Hey, man.
Who, the Celtics?
You, bro. I'll take ownership. That's why we got a new head coach and a new head coach.
Oh, that's because you did that?
Hey, we're about to get named your favorite player, so you might as well join our side already.
He's funny as hell.
Hey,
I'm about to get Nicholas Batum and Kyle Kuzma.
Well,
y'all finna get KCP and Kyle Kuzma.
On a scale of 1 to 100, I think he would be living.
I think he'd be 100.
Let's not talk about things.
Anyway,
Tatum
and Lillard would be nasty. Nasty.
Anyways.
Since it's not happening.
Dude, listen. Tatum, Lillard, Marcus Smart, or Tatum, Lillard, and Jalen Brown. Oh my god.
Now, girl, Kawhi in there, you got yourself a team.
Just put that like some seasoning salt.
You might have yourself a team right
now. Oh, awesome, bro. How do you feel that Kyle Lowry might be coming to, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's holding up to the Sixers.
Hell no.
You don't want Kyle Lowry?
Hell no.
You don't want a shooting point guard for once, man?
Yes, right.
Shooting?
What?
A 3-for-25 shooting guard? Hell no.
A champion.
A champion.
That's all I got to say.
get out of here, man.
Hey, man.
J.R. Smith is a champion. Like, stop. Stop. Cap.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, bro. He's the starter point guard. What you want from him?
Who?
Kyle. He got off the bus the day he started hitting mid-range shots.
Hell no. He was driving the bus.
Yeah. Man, we was killing that man. He was annihilating.
Hey, you were still on that bus that we've been talking about.
Oh, Sam.
Jason Tate.
No, he's been on that bus.
Wow.
He's been off that bus.
Wait.
Hey, man. Paul George still driving that bus.
Oh, yeah. No question. The slander of Paul George has been going on 3-4 years now.
Hey, man. Get with the crew, bro.
Hey, man. I told you bros get a jumper. He went wild.
He went
Ben come back with this mini. Don't say that. Mini.
It was on the jump because they were talking about how like Ben Simmons actually shoots with a left hand, but he really should be shooting with his right. But they said it might be.
Give me that LeBron here.
It might be consideration here.
When he come back with this mini, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody.
Who are you going to get? Lethal Shooter? Chris Berkeley?
Who?
Hamlin?
Really?
Train him?
Really?
No, those are trainers. Train Ben.
Yeah, they need to go to the Spurs organization and have some training.
You need somebody. You need somebody.
Right, hey, it's going to be done.
At least Peter worked on Kawhi's jump shot. If y'all remember that boy jump shot from Arizona. Woo! Kawhi's jump shot. He jumped up from Arizona. You know what I mean.
No, I don't. That's
cool.
That's
I was like, wait, what?
He played for San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State. That's what I said.
Such a good quality.
His jump shot, man. Yeah. I was talking about for them. What happened to Tatum in the playoffs? I
mean, play in or play out?
Play in
or play out?
Is Kawhi out yet?
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah.
That was a bad question. Let me rephrase.
Instead of like gentlemen's.
It's not his fault.
If it makes you feel better, even if he was there, they still would.
They would not.
They would.
I would love to see them go some first squad, bro. That would have been fun. That would have been great.
Why wouldn't we get cooked like Luka did?
What was Luka? Wait, what happened to Luka again? Luka. He got cooked.
No.
What happened?
No. KP sold him out. Happened. No. Chris Paul.
Because you had to like Kawhi didn't have like 40.
This goes back to this goes back to my narrative.
So you're gonna have 40
in the average 30 something points a game.
Reggie Jackson.
Oh,
of strange.
Yeah, all right, man. Grandma Charles. Anyway. We talked about the playoffs. We talked about Kyrie. We talked about the coaches. We talked about Ben Simmons. What else y'all got?
What else y'all got? Honestly, man, CJ, man, we getting traded soon. Pack your bags.
Get out. That sounds so personal.
It is, bro. It is.
Jaylen Brown, though.
Nah, we not trading him.
Let's come on to Spurs, Jaylen.
Hey, the only way we're going to trade Jaylen Brown is going to be a damn look.
You got it. Just to be drunk.
Come on to the Spurs, y'all.
Fam. How many years are you going to keep it together? What? Eventually, yeah, they got to blow it up.
So, like, how CJ and Neymar are about to blow up, or, like, how Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are about to blow up?
No.
Kind of, the writing on the wall for both of those guys. Both of those players.
Is that
wait,
true?
Which team went to play in to get into the playoffs? Because they were so low for the entire season?
Weren't you also in the play-in last year at the bubble?
No.
Portland? They were. Look at you, bro.
No.
Yeah, they were. At the fight for spot, they played the Grizz. No, they didn't play the Grizz. It's just to get into the bubble playoff. Oh, that's wild. Oh, the Suns. You remember that.
Can I give you some context? When Dame was the only person on the team, Rodney Hood was the second best player. Can I give you a little context?
CJ wasn't what?
No, he was heavier.
Rodney.
You forgot?
Bro.
You forgot?
Jalen Brown was up too. You forgot for the season.
That was like right before the end of the season.
Bro, that literally matters though.
Dave had played by himself like the entire season. Because Nurk got hurt, of course, at the beginning of the season.
Kimball was in and out of the lineup.
Oh, sorry, not Rodney Hood. Dude, they traded.
Gary Trent Jr.?
Yeah, he was the second best player. You don't remember that?
All Raptors.
It's the Raptors. We was down three starters. Three. Starters. Bro. In the West. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all playing in the East. In the East. He helps at the end of the season.
He's out for the series.
If
Jalen Brown.
Yo, if Jalen Brown's playing at the beginning of the season.
What? You don't think we would make it fun?
Y'all be playing the WNBA. Y'all stop playing. Trash. Y'all wouldn't even snitch. Stop playing in place.
Stop playing.
20
years. You didn't play it last year. It's okay.
No, we didn't.
It's alright, bro.
No, we didn't.
I'm in the same boat.
No, we didn't.
Comes over to the Celtics. You might as well be the Celtics fan. I can shoot that jersey. I'll buy it perfect.
You can kill that web dream, boy.
Whoa. Pause. But look, man. Hey, yo. Look. Go ahead. Join. It's all right, man. Go to the Boston Celtics fan.
Funny, dude.
Bring the green over, man.
It's really not.
I just know whoever trades to the Spurs, y'all better throw a pick in too.
Hey, man. Big
you see how the Spurs, like, he's been begging for people to come? No one wants to go.
We're not begging for nothing. We'll be fine. Patience.
They're about to lose Becky too.
Yeah.
Patience. We'll be
out. Pop might be out. We out. We'll be out.
Oh, he is. So he said two more years, man.
He's a successor.
If Becky said, oh, no, I might be Timmy D if you want to do it.
We'll see.
Timmy D.
Parker and Manu Ginobili were also saying, like, Kawhi is, he can't play through injuries. That's why I meant, they were saying with Kyrie, they're saying the same thing. But granted, that's all said.
Why? One player is better than another.
Of course. So.
Who was better than
who? Kawhi is definitely better than Kyrie.
Okay. Nah, I was hoping you didn't cap.
Kyrie is good, but like, that boy is not like that. He's not like that. I wish he was.
Everybody
could be eventually. If he gets
no, right no. Now. It's like 30.
He set his ways.
Yeah, it's over for him. 30.
Might as well be.
That's number one.
For sure.
I mean, why? Where? If he goes to the Magic, is he not the number one option?
No.
They're not going to win that.
He's not there.
Let's call it the
scenario. Yeah, but he got
to win. Okay, number one option. Number one option.
Exactly.
That's how I said it.
I got you.
You disagree?
Nah, I
know. I thought he was gonna say yeah. I was like, where you drunk as hell?
Well, technically, nah, y'all right. You're right on with that.
And I'm gonna ask you a serious question.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Do you actually want to see? Okay, let me say it no better way. If Ben Simmons were to get traded for Damian Lillard, would you be happy?
That's such a.
Would you?
Football ass move.
It is, but still.
I heard you say it.
Would you?
How would
you? Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons. Would you?
It's not fair.
Would you be happy?
How's that fair?
I'm saying, no, I'm not saying. Obviously not straight up. I'm saying. But if Damian Lillard came to the Sixers, how the Lakers would you be?
Well, for which situation? For Dame to Philly or? Because they both my team. Or
Dame to Philly.
I'm on the fence now, but you know they both used to be my team.
Dame to Philly.
Oh, Philly definitely for that. The shit out of that. Oh yeah. Okay.
You'd be ecstatic, bro. The lady.
Vanessa, the shit. I'm talking about Rob with no gun. I'm talking about what's dude's name? What's the point guard name? They used to be with the Jazz. I'm talking about Deron Williams type of that.
John Smith type of bag.
Deron Williams just got stopped getting paid a few years ago. He about to leave like 15 years.
In fact, Luol Deng type of bag.
Bro, I think he's still getting paid.
Luol Deng for
that. I need his agent. Whoever the hell was Luol Deng's agent that year, man, holler at me.
That's for me.
I'll talk. They just threw him. Just here. Here's his blank check. Y'all just get that back to me.
I'm still tripping on Kawhi.
being from Arizona, bro. What the heck?
Oh, you're from Arizona?
Damn.